Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special episode of the EFG Daily Commute. Tonight, this is actually a commute to go to a store and get Valentine's for my daughter because we forgot, because parenting in 2019 is hard. So, the good news is that I've got stuff to talk about. I actually intentionally delayed the podcast. Didn't do one this morning because I wanted to do one tonight specifically to talk about a brand new Nintendo Direct that hit live at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today. And man, I have done this thing now where I've started to really try and set my expectations low so that I am always pleasantly surprised. And today, I set my expectations low and they absolutely blew me out of the water. And part of that is they didn't announce anything completely mind-shattering or, you know, just like earth-crushing, anything like that. But as I said, as my brother so eloquently put when he and I were having a discussion to talk about some of our coverage, every single thing they did was a layup. Everything was, yeah, that makes sense. Let's do this thing. Yes, this is a perfect get. We're finally bringing this game over. And everything was just very nice, and it added up to some great information about games that are coming out throughout the rest of the year. We got a bunch of shadow drops like Final Fantasy IX, some demos for some games like Daemon X Machina and Yoshi's Crafted World. All those demos are today. But what I wanted to do while we talk about this, we're going to do our five things you need to know article. So make sure after you listen to this, or tomorrow morning, probably when we get it published, head on over to the mothership, that's engagefamilygaming.com, and take a look and you'll see our article, five things you need to know about the 2/13/19 Nintendo Direct. But I'm going to talk about some of those things now. First, they announced Super Mario Maker 2. Absolutely a no-brainer. Super Mario Maker was one of the best-selling games on the Wii U, and people have been asking for it. It makes total sense to improve on that game and bring it forward, and they did. The issue was it didn't make sense to do a deluxe version because you had to change the game significantly because you don't have a tablet controller with the Switch. And guess what they did? They figured out the way to do that. They just significantly updated the game and called it a sequel. So it's Super Mario Maker 2. We don't have all the details. We just know that it's coming out later this year, and specifically this summer, and that is going to be awesome. Can't wait to give that game a try. We really enjoyed it. We kind of fell off the wagon a little bit, but the person who enjoys it in our house the absolute most is actually Megan. She just really loves, you know, drawing on the stylus and making levels and trying to convince me or Evan or Jake to try and run through them. So, yeah. Welcome to the rest of my year. When I told her that, there was no one in the room more excited than Megan was. The second thing, they gave us more information about Yoshi's Crafted World, and I was pretty excited about that. This isn't all in order, by the way. Just kind of going through things as I remember them. Number one, there's a demo for Yoshi's Crafted World that dropped today. They announced that, you know, there are going to be vehicle levels. They actually showed us what they are. They all look super awesome and fun. And he has gear. There are actually costumes that you can equip him with that are really cute. It looks like they were just, you know, the kind of garbage that your kid would save and say they were saving it for a craft. Like, that's the kind of stuff that you have, and they all give you different stat bonuses, etc. That's just great. I cannot wait to play this game. It's coming out end of March, and that's Yoshi's Crafted World. The next thing, and this was actually one of their one more things that they announced towards the end of the Direct, Link's Awakening is being remastered, actually not just remastered, remade, and brought to the Nintendo Switch. Link's Awakening was a Zelda game made for the Game Boy Color that was made with Capcom. They helped make that game originally, and it is being redone completely in color and with 3D sprites for the Nintendo Switch. I was just totally knocked out of my seat by this one. It looks cool. It's a Zelda game that I have never played. I have a real strong blind spot for the Game Boy and handheld games. And I can't wait. It's coming out sometime later on this year. Without question, now that Kingdom Hearts is out of the way, my most anticipated game of the year is Link's Awakening for the Switch. Without question. Cannot wait to play that game. But the only reason that it is now my most anticipated game is because another game that the more I think about it, the more hyped I am for it, is Tetris Battle Royale. Now, that's not its literal name, but that's what it is. It is called Tetris 99. And it's you battling in Tetris, multiplayer Tetris against 99 other players. I am so stoked. It is a free-to-play game. It is on Switch right now. I downloaded it before I left. Cannot wait to play some when I get home. This is going to be crazy. If nothing else, it's free-to-play Tetris. But the fact that it's a Battle Royale Tetris game is just so cool to me. I can't wait to see how this plays, how it kind of blows up. It's obviously not going to be Apex Legends or Fortnite, but Tetris Battle Royale just makes so much freaking sense. I can't even put it into words. So they're talking about there's going to be special events and all sorts of other stuff going on. I cannot wait. I love Tetris. I have always loved Tetris. And this is an excuse to play Tetris every day. And guys, I'm going to buy a Tetris Battle Pass. Like, that's a thing that's going to happen. They're going to have a Tetris Battle Pass, and I'm going to buy it. And I cannot wait. Finally, there has been a Battle Royale game added that I don't have to convince the general to let us get. Tetris 99. They did announce a bunch of details for Fire Emblem Three Kingdoms. Looks very cool. I love how the cutscenes are all just kind of anime. They look like hand-drawn, which is super awesome. I'm very excited to see that. That's coming out this summer in July specifically. So I think this could be a great game for late July. It's coming out around the same time that Octopath Traveler came out, and I think it's a really good time for a deep strategy game. Well, obviously, we will find out more details as we get closer. They will very likely be giving us some more information. You know, maybe its own dedicated direct as we get closer, because Fire Emblem is a complicated game. But it looks very pretty. I'm terrible at video games, so I don't know if we'll be picking it up ourselves, but we'll certainly talk about it as we get closer. They also talked about a spring update to Smash. So the third update to Smash Ultimate will be coming in April, and it appears that that will include the first character in the battle pack, which will be Joker from Persona 5, along with other content that they teased and said we'll just have to wait longer to find out, which is interesting. Maybe it'll be more game modes. Maybe it'll be new items or assist trophies. It's tough to say, but I'm excited and interested to hear, because Smash was, you know, one of our games of the year last year. They also announced, how crazy is this, downloadable content coming to Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker, including a free update that makes it so that you can play the entire game in two-player co-op. I never realized how much I wanted to play that game cooperatively until now. So, yeah, Captain Toad Treasure Tracker, two-player co-op, and I'm pretty hyped about that. So, and they're also going to have a second set of DLC, which will be paid, and that's coming out later on. And I'm okay with that, too. More levels in Captain Toad, loving it. Also, they indicated that there's going to be some bundles coming out later. I'm guessing that it'll be like a Game of the Year edition, quote-unquote, where it'll include the DLC. All in on that. We actually haven't bought it for our Switch yet. That's probably when we're going to do it. They announced a number of other role-playing games, one of which was they announced a remaster of Rune Factory 5, which is a 3DS, or Rune Factory 4, I'm sorry, and also they announced that Rune Factory 5 is in development. They announced a new action role-playing game from Square Enix, that we will be talking about in our five things you need to know from excuse me, our five things that you need to know from the Nintendo Direct article. Man, what else? Oh, there's a Disney Mario Party game. It's not actually Mario Party, but it's Disney Some Festival, which is more or less a minigame collection featuring Disney Some characters. I think that's going to be one of the better selling games on the Switch this year. It looks cool. The Sumsums are super cute. People really dig those. And it's on the Switch. And so everything sells well on the Switch. But I have a feeling this one, especially if it's good, will be a very sought after game, especially as we get close to the holidays. But they also, how about a shadow drop of Final Fantasy IX today? Actually pretty excited about that. The, you know, it's available on PS4 and things like that, but really excited to be able to play it on my Switch, you know, play it on the go, in the car as I go. It'll be a great, plane or train game for those of us that travel. Still curious as to where they are in the process of getting Final Fantasy VIII updated, but the fact that Final Fantasy IX is out today, and they gave us a release date for Final Fantasy VII, which is at the end of March, pretty excited. Yeah, these are some, like I said, none of these are mind-blowing. I think Link's Awakening is the closest to mind-blowing, because there are a lot of people who really loved that game. And they're going to have a chance to replay it for the first time since it was, you know, on Game Boy. That game came out in 1998. So I think that's the closest to mind-blowing. But everything else was just a nice layup. It was very, just a simple, like, hey, check out this thing we're doing, and it's going to be great. As far as we are concerned, I think several of the games announced today have the possibility of being on our list of our family games of the year for 2019. And because they all look just so great. Tetris Battle Royale, if it plays out. I mean, goodness gracious. I can't wait. So here's what I want from you. I'm going to be sharing this in the community. I would love to hear your thoughts. What was the thing? Did anything blow your socks off? Maybe I missed something. Or maybe I misunderstood or underestimated how awesome some of these things would be. So please, head on in to engagefamilygaming.com/community. That's our community group. And let us know, because we'd love to hear what you have to say. And we would love to, I want to hear what you're excited about. So this has been my special report on the Nintendo Direct for February 13, 2019. And I will talk to you tomorrow morning, probably when I kind of settle down from my hype, and we'll talk about maybe some more details. But until next time, have a great night. And don't forget to get your family game on. We'll see you soon. Bye.